Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, March 3rd. I'm Mark Daniels. College basketball is really heating up. On Sunday, pair of games involving state teams in the Keystone State. 14th-ranked Wisconsin beat Penn State, but it wasn't easy. 71-66. Josh Gosser with 15. Ben Bruss with 14. Badgers have reeled off 7 in a row. That's their school record. 11th road win this year. 24-5. 11-5 in the Big Ten. They've now tied Michigan State for second place in the conference. 9th-ranked Villanova in Philadelphia, though, defeated Marquette 73-56. Golden Eagles get 13 from Deontay Burton. They go to 17-12, 9-7 in the Big East. Also Sunday, number 3, Arizona beat Stanford 79-66. And back to the Big Ten, number 19, Iowa beat Purdue 83-76. Indiana knocking off number 20, Ohio State 72-64. Green Bay Phoenix men wrapped up the regular season with a win at Detroit on Saturday. Finished the Horizon League at 14-2. Now they come back to host the Horizon League tournament with first round campus site games on Tuesday, the quarterfinals, semifinals on the weekend. Green Bay will be a double bye winner and play on Saturday night. The Green Bay women defeated Valparaiso on the road Saturday night to close in on their 16th consecutive Horizon League regular season championship. They have their last two regular season games at home. If they win one, they'll be champs and host the Horizon League women's tournament. Division III national tournament is set to go. Conference champions crowned over the weekend. The Midwest Conference Tournament Championships, both won by St. Norbert. The men and women winning at Schulte Sports Center on Saturday night. The guys beat Grinnell 99-86, scoring the final 13 points of the game. 22 straight wins for head coach Gary Gresh. A great bookend of the regular season.
It's nice to win both. We had the very special regular season, 18-0, which has never been done before. You don't want to leave it to chance and have a guy sit behind a desk crunching the numbers. I think we were kind of on the bubble coming in, but this erases all doubt. This team deserves to be in. They paid the price all year. Very happy for the seniors.
Fourth trip to the NCAA Division III tournament in the last 5 years for St. Norbert. As for the women, they defeated Monmouth 69-60 to win their 11th Division III tournament bid. In Connie Tilley's 37 years as head coach, she's rarely speechless, but this came close.
I don't know what to say about it, other than I'm just really proud of these kids, and they worked their butts off to get where they are right now. So I'm just so proud of what they've done. And, you know, if you work hard and you have a dream, you know, good things can happen.
The WEAC Conference crowned tournament champions on the weekend. UW Oshkosh winning the title, an automatic bid for the women, and top-ranked Stevens Point beat number 2 Whitewater Sunday 74-57 for the automatic men's tournament bid from the WEAC Conference. And the Northern Athletic Conference tournament title on Saturday went to Marion College of Fond du Lac with a win over Madison Edgewood. And now to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks on Saturday night took on the Brooklyn Nets at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Bucks fall 107-98. Head coach Larry Drew on loss number 47.
We didn't get over the hump. I thought for the most part we did some good things, but we didn't do enough good things to where, you know, playing against a team like Brooklyn, because they are really, you know, they're a veteran ball club. You know, they got some vets on that team. They got some guys that are really good going down the stretch. And they made the plays down the stretch, and we did not.
Bucks will look for their 12th win of the year when they host the Utah Jazz Monday night at the Bradley Center. Jazz falling Sunday to the Indiana Pacers 94-91. David West with 25. Chicago beat the New York Knicks 109-90. Joakim Noah with a triple-double for the Bulls. He said getting off to a fast start helped.
We had a great mindset to start the game. We were hitting shots. You know, Dunleavy came out, you know, great off the dribble handoffs, and it was just a good start for us.
Toronto Raptors beat Golden State 104-98. DeMar DeRozan with 32. Orlando a winner over Philadelphia 92-81. The Sixers have dropped 14 in a row, but head coach Brett Brown says we're trying.
I'm very pleased with their energy. You know, anytime we can look up and somebody ends the game with 90-something points, that's a winnable game. You know, we poked ourselves in the eye with our turnovers. And some of it is just frustration and forcing. Some of it is the realities of the landscape where we're all new.
San Antonio beat Dallas 112-106, welcoming Tony Parker back. He missed five games, scored 22 points in his return. Kevin Durant had 28 as Oklahoma City beat Charlotte 116-99. It was Phoenix over Atlanta 129-120. Gerald Green scoring 33 for the Suns. On the ice, NHL, a busy Sunday. The Philadelphia Flyers beat the Washington Capitals 5-4 in overtime. Vincent LeCavalier with the game-winning goal, and he says, yeah, we're watching the scoreboard. What, with five teams within 5 points for us in the playoff chase?
You got to worry about what you do on the ice, but, you know, obviously we do kind of, you know, peek around what's going on and which teams are, you know, who's winning, who's losing, and it's the last 20 games, so, I mean, every point's very important.
San Jose beat New Jersey 4-2. It was Florida 5, the Islanders 3. Scotty Upshaw with a pair of goals in the third period. Ottawa gets by Vancouver 4-2. Boston doubles up New York 6-3. Colorado scores 4 goals in the third to beat Tampa Bay 6-3. St. Louis over Phoenix 4-2. Ryan Miller with 23 saves after being acquired from the Buffalo Sabres in a blockbuster trade. Miller happy to win his St. Louis debut.
I was pretty anxious, pretty nervous all day, and you know, it's a new group of guys. You want to, you know, show them what you got, and you know, you want a chance to kind of be there for them. And you know, I thought it was a pretty good game overall, and I'm happy with you know, getting a win.
The Anaheim Ducks get by the Carolina Hurricanes by a score of 5-3. In college hockey, number one ranked St. Norbert will play for the NCHA Tournament Championship, shutting out Lake Forest 6-0 in the semifinals on Saturday. They'll get St. Scholastica for the title and a trip to the Frozen Four. St. Scholastica knocked out the number two seed Adrian by a score of 4-3. St. Norbert women advancing to the NCHA semifinals with a 7-0 win over Marion. They'll get St. Scholastica in the semifinal round. Green Bay Gamblers wrapped up three games at home on the weekend by scoring 4 in the second to beat Cedar Rapids Sunday at the Rest Center 6-3. Gamblers win 2 out of 3 on the weekend, and they are tied for fourth place in the USHL's Eastern Conference. Only the four teams advance to the playoffs with 9 games left to go in the regular season. In golf, Tiger Woods withdraws after 15 holes in the final round of the Honda Classic in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, complaining of back spasms. He was not playing very well, but Russell Henley was. He wins a four-way playoff with Russell Knox, Ryan Palmer, and Rory McIlroy to take the title, his second at the age of 24. Paula Creamer eagles the second playoff hole to win the LPGA Tour stop in Singapore on the weekend. On the racing scene, NASCAR moved to the desert, and it was Kevin Harvick taking the checkered flag at the Prophet on CNBC 500 in Avondale for his 24th career victory. He had to credit his team.
I'm just the lucky guy that gets to drive the car around the racetrack when they're dialed in like they were today, and luckily we were able to put it all together.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., the Daytona 500 winner, coming in second. Brad Keselowski in third. And to the Cactus League, where the Milwaukee Brewers met the Colorado Rockies on Sunday, and Matt Garza made his Brewer debut. He admitted he didn't sleep well, and it showed. He gave up 4 runs in the first inning, but Ricky Weeks, Chris Davis, and Hector Gomez with a tie-breaking home run for the Brewers helped them rally to a 6-5 victory. They'll take on the Chicago Cubs on Monday. Today is the deadline for NFL teams to slap the franchise tag on players. Carolina Panthers have already done so with defensive end Greg Hardy. The New Orleans Saints considering the franchise tag with tight end Jimmy Graham. Packers had thought about a franchise designation for defensive back Sam Shields, but perhaps not at the $11 million price that goes with it. And there were reports on the weekend that Shields is now ready to test the free agent market. Free agency will begin in the NFL on March 11th. On Saturday night, the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation held its annual banquet honoring Robin Yount, the Brewer legend and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. But Bart and Cherry Starr announced on Saturday night they'll be stepping down as the Lombardi Foundation chairman after 44 years running the organization. Starr says advancing age, travel commitment makes it a bit much, but it's not like he's ever going to lose his relationship with Vince.
Some people come into our lives and quickly go, like waves briefly touching the shore. Some people stay for a while and give us a deeper understanding of what is truly important in this life. They touch our souls.
Bart and Cherry Starr helped raise millions for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.